Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Stephen Covey's Trust and Inspire. Sophie, is command and control leadership really a thing of the past?
Hi there, Sam. It's such a timely book. Covey argues that the old style of management, treating people like cogs in a machine, is not just outdated. It's actively destructive in today's knowledge-based world.
Yeah, right? He starts by exposing the assumptions behind that model. People are lazy, they need to be told what to do, and they only respond to threats or rewards.
Exactly.
He traces it back to Frederick Taylor and scientific management. That worked for repetitive manual tasks, but now that work is cognitive and creative, those assumptions just don't hold.
That makes sense. So when you micromanage a knowledge worker, you get minimal compliance. It also brings maximum resentment and zero innovation.
The numbers back that up. Only a small fraction of employees worldwide are truly engaged. The vast majority are just going through the motions. That's a leadership failure, not a lazy worker problem.
Wow. Yeah, that's dark. I actually pushed back on this at first because I thought, don't some people just need that oversight?
That's where Covey's distinction between smart trust and blind trust is so helpful. Blind trust is naive. Smart trust is a deliberate choice. You assess character and competence, then you extend trust and hold people accountable.
Okay, so you're not just handing over the keys. You're creating the conditions for trust to be honored.
Exactly.
He talks about 5 waves of trust. The first wave is self-trust, which is built on 4 cores. Those include integrity and intent, plus capabilities and results.
Then the second wave is relationship trust. It's consistent behavior. It includes talking straight and showing respect. And it includes creating transparency and righting wrongs.
Right.
And those first 2 waves are the most critical for leaders. Without self-trust and relationship trust, nothing else works.
Indeed. Absolutely. Then there's the idea that inspiration can't be manufactured. A rousing speech once a quarter or motivational posters won't cut it.
Yes.
True inspiration comes from purpose and meaning. People need to understand why their work matters and feel that they're part of something larger.
So the leader's job shifts from managing tasks to clarifying purpose. That's a big shift.
And it connects to a powerful distinction between positional authority and moral authority. Positional is your title. Moral is your character and relationships. Command and control relies on position, but that only gets compliance. Moral authority gets commitment.
When you have moral authority, people follow you because they want to, not because they have to, even when you're not in the room.
That's the power of it. Covey says the most courageous thing a leader can do is trust others, because trust always involves risk.
Right. That's powerful. So how do you actually put this into practice? You give a framework, right?
He does. There are 3 imperatives. The first is model. The second is trust. The third is inspire. For the first, you lead by example. You can't ask for trustworthiness if you're not trustworthy yourself.
The second one is trust. That's the hardest because it means giving people freedom and assuming positive intent.
Yes.
And the third is inspire. You connect people to a purpose and help them see their own potential. It's about being genuine and caring, not charismatic.
Sure. I love the part about stewardship agreements. Instead of job descriptions and policies, you define outcomes and values, and then people figure out how to get there.
Right, and the key is that those agreements are negotiated, not imposed. People are far more committed to goals they help set.
But doesn't Covey address the objection that some people just aren't trustworthy?
He does.
And he says the answer isn't to control everyone. It's to deal directly with those who violate trust. In fact, trust and inspire demands even more rigor in holding people accountable.
So it's not soft. It's actually harder than command and control.
Much harder. It's easier to give orders than to build trust. It's simpler to enforce rules than to inspire commitment.
It requires a shift in mindset, from seeing people as problems to seeing them as potential.
Yes.
And from scarcity thinking to abundance thinking. And from ego to humility. It's a whole way of being, not just a technique.
That's what got me. It's not something you do. It's something you become.
That's why culture matters so much. You have to design systems that reinforce trust and inspiration, not undermine them. You also have to hire for character. You need to create safety to speak up. And you should celebrate contributions.
So what's the one thing you're taking away from this book?
For me, it's the reminder that most people want to do good work and be part of something meaningful. The systems are what suppress that. Change the systems, and you unlock that energy.
I think my takeaway is the shift from being the hero to being the steward. The leader creates the conditions for others to be heroes.
Oh, I love that. And hey, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the bottom line is that leadership is about trust and inspiration, not control. And that journey begins within yourself. We'll see you in the next one.